Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, good to have you with us. Kickoff of hour number three, just after 3 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond. Right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We'll take you up till 4. Thanks to J.P. Finley. And yes, Ben, as Ben Conti at Fat Poa 10 points out, thank goodness J.P. did not want me to play doctor with him on the radio. Or anywhere else. I have no medical knowledge whatsoever. Some of you would say, like Paulie and maybe others, would say that I have no football knowledge. I disagree with you on that. I think I'm pretty smart, but who knows? I don't care. You can think whatever you want. I'm too old to care. Too old to care. But Pittsburgh and Washington, a biggie. 7-2 Commanders, 6-2 Steelers off the bye. I know a lot of people have thrown out the number. Tomlin, 13-4 off the bye. I do think there's something to it. You know, extra rest. I mean, they played not this past Monday night, but a week ago Monday night. Against the Giants, that was a physical game. That was a tough game. They barely won. A couple of late turnovers, one caused by T.J. Watt on a sack force fumble. They got run on in that game by Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary, more by Tracy than Singletary. Tracy actually had 145 yards rushing. And that brings us to how do the Commanders attack on offense? Well, I mean, it goes without saying don't turn the ball over, right? And they've been really good at that. Three turnovers in 9 games, first time that's happened in the first 9 games of a season since 1933. I mean, it's just absurd. Now, that doesn't mean they haven't been loose with the football. They have, and this is my worry. Remember, in the Tampa game, now, a long time ago, Jaden essentially had 3 fumbles that were charged to him, but they didn't lose any of them. Olamide Zaccheaus had a couple of bobbled, fumbled punts 2 weeks ago, the game before the Giants against Chicago. You know, turnovers are going to happen. It's impossible to keep up this pace. So the question is, how do they operate if they are a little bit loosey-goosey with the football? Say they turn the ball over just once, whether it be interception or a lost fumble. And again, very possible they've gotten away. They've gotten fortunate. I'm just going to say this. You're not going to like that. They have been fortunate to fumble as many times as they have and to not lose any of them with the exception of one, and that was Terry McLaurin at the start of the second half against Carolina. Okay? They have been very fortunate. So while all of you are running around with this great stat and all, and it's a great stat, don't make like they haven't been a little bit loosey-goosey with the football. So clearly, they have to limit the turnovers in this game to one or less, I think. And how do you do that? Well, you know, again, just because you run the ball doesn't mean you won't turn the ball over, but theoretically, less can go wrong, theoretically, if you run the football well. Now, we don't know about Brian Robinson. You heard JP, you know, basically say he's game time decision probably. I'm sure he'll be listed as questionable. Maybe we'll find out more before 11:30 overnight again with the Schefter and the Rappaport thing. You know, expected to play. But he was expected to play last Sunday, and then he didn't. So we probably still won't truly know until 11:30 on Sunday, or maybe slightly before that, which is what happened last week when Robinson, after a not-so-good warm-up, tweeted on his own, whatever he tweeted, I forgot, but it was a clear indicator, like, hey, man, I'm down, which after watching the workout and Garofalo was all over it from NFL Network, down on the field, you know, regular media is not allowed down on the field, the TV media is, you know, not a surprise. So, again, we don't know if Brian Robinson's going to play, but we do know this. Chris Rodriguez, who was a guest on the show on Wednesday, you can check out the podcast. He was excellent. I thought we asked him some great questions, Linnell and I. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. It's up there, Team 980. Just go to the show or at the team980.com. Again, he was terrific. Chris Rodriguez proved last week, hey, man, tough runs. He had a 17-yard run, 11 for 52. Big, big, big pass breakup, blitz pickup against the Giants. Sent a guy twirling in midair on the Ben Sinnott 3rd-and-1 conversion that I loved. I put up video. Thanks to everybody liking that video. Very popular for whatever reason. But this is, like, if the Commanders can run the football like they typically do, and against a Steeler defense that normally is stingy, but for whatever reason last Monday night was not stingy, if the Commanders, who rank 3rd in the NFL with just shy of 164 rushing yards per game, and obviously part of that is Jaden, so even if you don't have B-Rob, if you have Chris Rodriguez Jr., if you have Austin Eckler, if you have Jeremy McNichols, and you have Jaden Daniels, right? And that's not to say that you can't run a reverse or an end-around pitch or toss or jet sweep or something to, you know, again, one of the receivers, which, oh, by the way, if you see that on Sunday, you might want to remember your boy. The Rooster told you about it. You know, remember earlier in the year, Austin Eckler on a jet little handoff on 4th-and-2 at the 9-yard line, and that led to a touchdown. The Commanders have to, maybe they don't have to run for what their season average is, 164. That's probably too much to ask against a rested Steeler team. But if you could run for, let's just call it 135, I think that should help and be fairly good enough. I mean, ideally, you'd like more. What I don't necessarily want a lot of, and I know this sucks and you're going to get all mad at me, is I don't want a lot of read option pull stuff. You know, like, I'm sorry, Jaden Daniels got 2 games in 5 days, less than 5 days. I don't need him all beat up and torn to pieces for Thursday night, because I'm trying to pull the wool over the Steelers' eyes. The Steelers' defense is going to come downhill and come after you. And when you have T.J. Watt, you don't have to blitz a lot, right? You don't have to overcommit sometimes. And it's not just T.J. Watt, and that's the scary thing. But if somehow, some way, the Commandalorians can line up and just have some success like the Giants and Tyrone Tracy did, and you can somewhat neutralize Cam Hayward, and you can somewhat neutralize T.J. Watt, and you can somewhat neutralize Alex Highsmith, and put pressure on others to make tackles in space, whether it be with Eckler. Remember last week they ran a little crossface, I don't know if it's a crossface dog or whatever the hell it was, and not really a crossface dog, that's more defense, but it was like a crossface kind of X-style handoff, like think D-Generation X, okay? Wrestling term. And then they ran like a little screen, like a little slip screen to Eckler on the next play, and they gained big yardage on both plays. That's probably the type of scenario that you're going to have to see in this game. I don't know if you just line up 11 on 11, hat on a hat, and just blow it down their throat, probably not going to be successful. But if you can mix it up and keep enough variety, and I'm not saying, again, I don't want Jaden involved in the pass in the rushing game. I just don't want Jaden to like be a 16-carry-a-game guy. Whether it be because by design, which I don't think they would ever design 16 read option keepers or the potential of, but by necessity, by design, the combination of, I don't want Jaden carrying the ball 15 times on a short week. Sorry, don't want that. No interest. I want Jaden to be able to potentially pick on a guy like Dante Jackson and a guy like Deshaun Elliott. And maybe to a lesser degree, certainly, Joey Porter Jr. and Minkah Fitzpatrick. And even this Beanie Bishop rookie from the slot has played really well. If Jaden can pick them apart as a passer, again, going back to what I asked JP about, what we talked about yesterday, and what my guy Tony, Big Tony, mentioned about Eckler the last time he went against Pittsburgh, granted with the Chargers, screen, 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 screen. Get the ball out of your hands. Be a passer first. Don't run around 15 times because you have no time, because you're trying to make plays with your legs, because I understand that's part of the game. And I'm not saying 7-8 times, okay? I understand that. You do what you got to do. But I don't want Jaden Daniels, again, being their leading carrier like he was in the Baltimore game. No. No thanks. No interest. Not especially on a short week. And again, remember, even though the ribs haven't really been an issue the last week plus, you don't know how one shot to the midsection would change that. You don't know. You want to avoid the car wrecks. So to me, the natural running back screen game is going to be a big thing here. That's how I would attack the Steelers. Again, set that up a little bit with the run. Little, you know, again, between the tackles, maybe a jet reverse or a jet pitch or a pop, little jet pop to get them thinking, stretch the field wide, that you're going to run and go horizontal, and boom. Then start attacking either side of the A gap, the B gaps, what have you. Not asking as much from your offensive line. Then you start folding in the screen game. And again, last week, they had a perfect middle screen to Austin Eckler off a play action, which they ran for 22 yards in Tampa. I haven't seen it since then. They ran it, and Jaden, maybe he saw something. I'm not sure what happened, but he lost control of the football, and he was throwing the ball, and it was kind of like right down on the ground, and it was just an incomplete pass. But they had it initially open. I want to see that again. I want to see a screen to Austin Eckler primarily over TJ Watt. Line up two tight ends on that side, right? And get TJ Watt occupied mentally, physically with maybe two tight ends and Wiley, maybe just the two tight ends, however you want to deploy it. And then screen over his head. Same thing for Highsmith on the other side. Screen right over there. Now, it's easier said than done. And obviously, you got to be careful because they could bat up a pass, knock it up into the air, and then it's fair game. But to me, that would be my game plan of attack early on. Now, maybe that's too simplistic for you guys. I don't know. I'm not saying that's all they're going to do, but that's what I would major in early. And then you see as the game develops. And if I could get Terry McLaurin or Noah Brown, which one or the other will be matched up against Dante Jackson, that's who you want to pick on. Not to say he's bad, but again, you do not want to major in picking on Joey Porter, Minkah Fitzpatrick, or Beanie Bishop. And you do not want a lot of long-developing pass plays. To me, this is a game of screens, as we mentioned, quick hitches, slants, little button hook option routes, sit downs. Again, using whatever percentage they've run 12 and 13 personnel this year, and I don't have those numbers right in front of me right now. I would major in that. Extra protection on the edges against Highsmith and Watt. Again, the screen game, as we just talked about. But also, hey, man, after you chip, after you rub, after you block, release. End of the flat. Ben Sinnott, perfect example. John Bates, perfect example. Get those guys, quick turn around. The Steelers aren't going to be paying attention to them, and away you go. Get it out of your hands. Don't be stupid. Stupid is stupid, but by that I mean holding on to the ball, trying to let longer developing routes develop. You're not going to do that for the most part in this game. Maybe you could take a deep shot to loosen them up early. Maybe. But you can't focus on that because you're not going to have time. I know the offensive line was really good last week. Remember, that was without Kayvon Thibodeau. Not every week is going to be the same. And I would go so far to say, hey, man, if you're more worried about the Giants or the Steelers' pass rush, I would be more worried about the Steelers' pass rush. Even though the Giants came in number one in the NFL in sacks, I would be more worried about, again, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward on the interior, Alex Highsmith off the right edge, and now Preston Smith. I would be more worried about that. And I've seen Minkah Fitzpatrick blitz from the secondary and from the edge and from the slot area. So watch out for that too. Nick Herbig, Herbig is another one. Now he's a little bit banged up, so we don't know if he's going to play or not. But the point being is, attack it that way. A lot of 12, 13 personnel, a lot of running back screens, true running back screens. Again, I know they run lots of different screens, wide receivers, tight ends, all that stuff. Got it. Not saying you can't run any of that. But true running back screens, obviously run the ball to see if that one-game problem was a one-game problem against the Giants the last time out, or whether it's now a thing. And then on defense, listen, you just heard JP. And I'm totally with him. And this goes back to Wednesday's fiasco of an argument with Linnell, who would rather... What's the nicest way I can put this? Linnell said that he would absolutely do anything and everything to sell out to stop the run because that's defensive philosophy 101. And I'm stupid because I don't know football. And I'm telling you, I don't want to get ripped to shreds by Najee Harris either. I don't want to give up a lot of stuff to Jaylen Warren either. And he's got more speed to the outside. But I'm just telling you that if you can keep Najee Harris bottled up between the tackles, and if you don't overshoot gaps and badly miss tackles, which was a problem early in the year, hasn't been as big of a problem the last 4 or 5 weeks. If you don't have a mobile quarterback, which Russell Wilson's got a little mobility, but not what he used to have. If you don't have a read option quarterback like Daniel Jones was, like Jalen Hurts will be, assuming that he's healthy, like others have been. If you don't have a guy scrambling all around like a crazy man like Caleb Williams, it allows you, I think, to do this. Run blitz the bleep out of the A-gap. I'm not trying to be all Logan Paulson, Craig Hoffman on you. I'm just saying Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, twists, crosses, stunts, whatever you got to do. With those big hosses in the middle, Daron Payne, Fedarian Mathis, if he plays with a concussion, I haven't seen an injury update on him. I assume he'll be okay. I haven't heard one way or the other, but he was obviously concussed last week. Obviously, Johnny Newton. Sheldon Day, when he's in there. But to me, I would penetrate and attack up the middle. You don't have to worry about, again, Justin Fields taking off and running around the edge. You don't have to worry about that. Russ Wilson is not going to do that on a consistent basis. He's much more likely to beat you with his arm than his legs. They've got a banged up center. Attack the middle. Attack the A-gaps. We've seen Bobby Wagner a bunch earlier this year. I haven't seen as much of it lately. Bobby Wagner blitzing through the middle of the defense. I think if you see that, that's as much to put pressure on Russell Wilson as it is to try and close up some of those gaps and some of that run game that you know Pittsburgh wants to establish. And you know they're largely going to try and do it in the between the tackles. And if you can affect that, alter that, blow that up, there you go. So to me, that's the attack plan. 301-230-0980 if you want to hop in. If not, totally get it. I've got more for you on the other side right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we still have no official word again, as we told you throughout the show, on Brian Robinson. Don't know if he's going to play, probably a game time decision or game morning decision, I guess. But we know Marshon Lattimore is not going to play. Whether that's more the hamstring or whether that's not being caught up or whatever, don't know, would lean more towards the hamstring. And a lot of people thought, oh, the hamstring thing was kind of a fake thing and that he'd immediately get healthy. Apparently not. Let me give you a couple of numbers besides what I just gave you, which was the ways to attack the Steelers. If you enjoyed that kind of commentary analysis, listen, I'm not right on a lot of things, but I'm damn sure right on a lot of things too. Okay, hit one out of the park last week. I told you the left tackle for the Giants would be a disaster and Dante Fowler would eat, and sure as you know what he did, and I told you they would attack Deonte Banks and attack him with reckless abandon, and they did that too. I'm not right on a lot of things, but I am right on some things. Take that for what it's worth. According to Evan Abrams of Action Network, who joined us last Friday on this show, he said, through 9 weeks, rookie quarterbacks are 17-16 straight up, 20-12-1 against the spread. The Commanders are favorites in this game. 2.5, I think it was the last time I checked. We've got to get our dueling six, super six packs in the next segment. But again, that would set up, right? That would set up, I guess, for a Commanders win. I guess. Last year, rookie quarterbacks went 34-36-2 against the spread over a full season. This year, rookie quarterbacks are 11-0 against the spread when listed as a favorite, which, again, the Commanders are, and 9-12-1 when listed as an underdog, which they're not. So 11-0 against the spread when listed as a favorite. Jaden Daniels is 7-1-1 against the spread through 9 starts, 5-0 straight up or against the spread as a favorite. He's the first quarterback to start his career 5-0 against the spread as a favorite since 2000. The Steelers don't allow much in the third quarter. Something to keep an eye on. And as Abrams notes, 8-0 against the third quarter spread out of the halftime shoot. Just some things to keep an eye on. Let's quickly get to Larry in D.C. on line one, Vic. Sorry about that. Keep forgetting to my screen doesn't work here. What's up, Larry? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, I've got a question for you. I really agree with what you're saying about having no interest in Jaden Daniels, exposing himself or overextending himself or running too much. We can't be risking him. I get it. I understand. But you know, as you know, in life, you got choices to make, you know. And I was curious, if you had to choose two diametrically opposed options, the first, the Commanders come out of the game Sunday with a loss, but their heads held high, they had a good showing, and perfectly clean. No injuries, nobody got hurt, we're okay, got a loss, but respectable showing.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, we play hard, we win, and we got a guy or two that has to go on IR, we got people who are going to be sore and day-to-day, but we got to win. I mean, if you had to choose between those two, just curious, what are your thoughts?
That's a really tough question. And especially, it's even tougher because it's on a short week, right? Quick turnaround to Philadelphia. So this would be me, and I can only speak for myself, but it's a fascinating question. Honestly, I'd rather stay healthy. I'd rather sacrifice the win. I'd rather stay healthy. You know, I mean, of course, it depends on who we're talking about in terms of getting injured. But if you told me, like, they won this Sunday, but then Terry McLaurin and Tyler Biadasz are not available for Thursday night in Philadelphia, I'd rather lose. I'd rather lose a close game.
Well, picking between the two games, if I said you can pick one of those two, you're going to win. I want to beat the Eagles. So I get that.
Correct.
I mean, yeah.
As I said earlier, that's not to say that this isn't an important game. It's just not, it doesn't have the same level of importance as the Eagles game. So if you're choosing between the two, which you're not, but hypothetically, as a fan, as a kind of big picture, you'd obviously rather win against the Eagles on Thursday night, A, on the road, sure, B, in the division, C, in the conference, so on and so forth, than the Steelers this Sunday. Now, I want to win both, but I had to pick one or the other, yeah, I'm going to pick the division and conference game, sure.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, the Steelers, I don't know why we can't beat the Steelers. When's the last time we beat the Steelers? The Steelers just always
You ruined their undefeated season in 2020 in Pittsburgh Monday afternoon. Right. Yeah, I was there. That was right during the middle of COVID, and Alex Smith and Ron Rivera and Chase Young, and a lot of things have changed since then. Yeah, but to your point, they have historically not played well against the Steelers outside of that game. Appreciate you, Larry. Thank you. Got to run. Bottom of the hour, we'll do a quick trending alert, and then we will come back with our dueling Super Six Packs. We'll probably scratch cleanup on aisle three unless we can squeeze one in, but the dueling Super Six Packs is much more important to me on this Friday afternoon in the nation's capital. Good to have you with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Football is a game played. Welcome back, everybody. Now it is time for the most revolutionary, the most unique, never been done before, except every Friday afternoon in the 3 o'clock hour on this here radio program, segment in the history of sports talk radio. That's right, not one Super Six Pack, two Super Six Packs in the same segment. Six games against the NFL spread, including each and every week, the Commanders game. Whether we like the number or not, we make our official prediction. We do it against the spread. We give you a final score projection. And we pick five other games. And we rank the top six teams in the NFL 1 through 6. Not 6 through 1, like some others do it. No committees. No honorable mentions. We don't list the entire league. We just do it straight up, 1-6. And are the Commanders back in after a couple of week vacation? The answer to that coming up shortly. Let's get to it on the spread picks. Game number one, Monday Night Football. To round out the week, that's right. We'll go kind of reverse style here, right? The Los Angeles Rams and the Miami Dolphins at SoFi Stadium. Long road trip for the Fins. They were in Buffalo last week. Second road game in a row, and again, a really long trip. They were close in Buffalo. They could still be close against the Rams. But as you heard our guest yesterday from Sumer Sports, Sam Bruckhaus, say, he really likes the Rams. And I'm starting to like the Rams, too. Nacua's back. Obviously, Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford's playing well. Great running game, Kyron Williams. They're getting a couple of boosts from their offensive line. Steve Avila is back. Rams defense is pretty good. Give me the Rams -1 at home on Monday night against the Miami Dolphins. Game number two, we just mentioned the Jets are playing kicker Palooza. That's going to catch up to them, and the long road trip to Arizona, and the fact that the Cardinals have been surprisingly pretty good this year at 5-4. Cardinals defense is a bit stingy. The Cardinals offense for now hasn't fallen off. The Jets have struggled to stop the run. Give me the Cardinals +1.5. They're home dogs +1.5 for Arizona over the Jets. Game number three. This will be easy. The Vikings are in Jacksonville. Yes, it's a road game. The Vikings will have plenty of fans there. Trevor Lawrence is not expected to play. That means Mac Jones. Against Brian Flores and the Vikings defense. Give me all the Vikings. Give me all the points. Vikings -7 in Jacksonville. Game number four. Soldier Field after the Bears. Back-to-back road disaster here in Washington. A game they could have won, should have won. And then last week, an even further disaster in Arizona. The Bears are back home against the awful New England Patriots. Even though the Patriots are sometimes plucky and sometimes okay, give me the Bears at home -6. They know they've got to wake up, or Eberflus is getting fired. Give me the Bears -6 at home against New England. Game number five. No Chris Olave, a new interim head coach, Darren Rizzi. No Marshawn Lattimore. Not that he probably would have played anyway. Atlanta and Kirk Cousins. I don't trust them as much as I want to. -3.5. In New Orleans, I'll take Kirko and the Falcons -3.5. And finally, in our Super Six Pack, we pick the Commanders game every week, whether we like the number or not. I don't love this line. I don't. Washington -2.5 on ESPN bet. I'm sure you can get it somewhere else for 2 or 3, whatever. I'm going with 2.5. Usually you give the home team 3. They're giving them slightly less. The Steelers off the bye. Again, 17-3 off the bye, but we just gave you all the Jaden Daniels against the spread numbers. 5-0, perfect, this, that, and the other thing. First rookie quarterback in forever. Washington doesn't turn the ball over. But I don't know about Brian Robinson, and I know now that Marshawn Lattimore is not going to play. And I know they've got an issue at place kicker, and even though they're at home, give me the Steelers +2.5. Sorry. Steelers 20-17. Again, they're dogs, so they would more than cover. Steelers 20-17 +2.5 over the Washington Commanders. And by the way, I don't give a rat's ass about the terrible towel thing and the burgundy towel thing. There's just going to be a lot of towels waving. That's it. That's all I know. And if you're going to blow your nose, don't then wipe the sweat off your brow after you blow your nose into your terrible towel or your burgundy towel. probably not a good idea. Give me the Steelers plus the 2.5. And a bonus, the Chiefs stay undefeated and cover a pretty large number against a good defense, but a defense that got whacked up last week, and an offense that figures to struggle against Chris Jones and the Chiefs defense. Chiefs minus 7.5 over Denver. So the Rams minus 1 over Miami. Cardinals plus the 1.5 at home against the Jets. Vikings minus 7 likely against Mac Jones at the Jaguars. Bears minus the 6 over New England at Soldier Field. Atlanta minus the 3.5 at New Orleans. Steelers plus the 2.5 at Washington. I hope the Commanders can win by a point. That's all I need. This way the Commanders win. Good for the show. Good for all of you. Good for everything. And the Steelers cover the plus 2.5, and away we go. That's how we do it. And the bonus, Chiefs minus 7.5 over Denver. Now, to wrap up our dueling Super Six-Pack segment, again, 2 6-packs. Nobody's ever done it before. The most revolutionary, invigorating segment in sports talk radio history. No committees, no nothing, no fancy names, no nothing. Just substance, baby. We rank the teams 1 through 6, and we find out whether the Rooster put Washington in the top 6 in the NFL. And the answer to that is, you'll have to find out in just a couple of moments, because we go 1 through 6. We stay at number 1 with the Chiefs. Duh. What do you want me to do? Would love to move them out of there. They weren't there the first couple of weeks. Can't. Number 2, another duh. The Lions, best team in the NFC, maybe the best team in football, despite the Chiefs undefeated. The Lions are at number 2. The Baltimore Ravens, after winning last night and after winning last Sunday against Denver, are number 3. Last week, the Steelers were number 3. They, of course, coming off the bye. This week, Pittsburgh, the opponent for Washington, drops to number 4. Not because of anything they did wrong, but because of what the Ravens did right. Chiefs, Lions, Ravens, Steelers, 1 through 4. Team number 5 in our Super Six Pack. The Buffalo Bills. Nobody circles the wagon quite like the Buffalo Bills. They're in Indianapolis against Joe Flacco and the Colts. Number 6. Back after a couple of weeks' sojourn. The Washington Commanders. That's right. While everyone else is petrified to give the Commanders their praise, their due. You know, Linnell has them as, I don't know, team number 14 in his entire league ranking and his 25-team honorable mention category. The Commanders are number 6 in my Super Six Pack. Maybe until just Sunday night. We'll see. But the Commanders are back in after a couple of weeks out. They are at number 6 at 7-2. Again, it's not just purely record. It's feel. It's observation. It's reality, or at least my perceived reality. Chiefs, Lions, Ravens, Steelers, Bills, Commanders, top 6, 1 through 6. Rams minus the 1 over Miami. Cardinals plus the 1.5 over the Jets. Vikings minus the 7 against the Jaguars. Bears minus the 6 over New England. Atlanta minus 3.5. Over New Orleans, at New Orleans, and the Steelers plus 2.5 here against the Washington Commanders. And again, 20-17-ish, 21-18 maybe. That was the week 2 score. And a bonus, Chiefs minus the 7.5 over Denver. Our dueling Super Six Packs right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Now, when we come back, put the icing on the cake, say goodbye, wrap this puppy up, and we will do Dumb Dumb of the Day. We will do Dumb Dumb of the Day. And we will do it in a way that we'll send you off to the weekend with a little bit of a laugh. Hopefully, a little bit of a laugh and maybe a little monkeying around. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, Craig Hoffman is coming up in about 10 minutes or so, maybe a little bit less. Make sure you lend him your ear. Right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. He'll take you home on this Friday afternoon. Don't forget Maryland Mount St. Mary's tonight on the Team 980. Over on Bloomberg 99.1 FM, you got the Wizards beginning a 5-game road trip at Memphis. No Ja Morant. If you missed Corey Kispert yesterday, podcast available for you at theteam980.com or Team980 on the Odyssey app. And, of course, we had John Walton on, the play-by-play voice of the Washington Capitals. He'll be behind the mic tonight over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app for the Caps and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Again, no local television of this game. You can watch it only on ESPN Plus or Hulu, and you can listen to it, again, the only local call on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. All right, it is time now to wrap up the show, how we try and wrap up the show every day, hopefully providing you a little bit of a laugh. Not always, however. I'm not monkeying around. Nope. But these monkeys are. Yeah, according to Fortune.com, I'm sure you probably heard the story. Actually, the Associated Press, I think, first put it out. Monkeys, like over 40 of them, are currently on the loose, presumably still in South Carolina. Why, you might ask? Well, they've escaped a medical research lab, not for the first time, but for the fourth time since 2014, that monkeys, multiple of them, have escaped the same medical research lab. Dozens escaped most recently in 2018, and over 40 of them are now on the loose. 43 monkeys, as a matter of fact, from this medical research lab in South Carolina. Now, they say there's almost no danger to the public. They are harmless and a little skittish. They're not infected with any disease whatsoever. That's what the police chief in South Carolina said. They escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility earlier this week on Wednesday. A new employee didn't fully shut an enclosure. The company that usually handles escapes on site, but the monkeys got outside of the compound about a mile from downtown Yamassee. I've never heard of that, but okay, in South Carolina. The handlers know them well. They can usually get them back with fruit or a little bit of a treat, according to the Associated Press and according to the guard that is in charge of the facility. Again, they said no danger to the public. People living nearby need to shut their windows and doors so the monkeys can't find a place to hide inside and just, you know, happen to show up on your couch. Yeah, here's what I would say. You might want to, like, I don't know, build in a fall safe in case an employee, a new employee, forgets to shut a trap door or a cage door or whatever, because it's a problem when this has happened not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. And we're talking about 43 monkeys. That's a lot of monkeys.
I'm pretty sure that's how the movie 28 Days Later started.
There you go. But this is the fourth time, and we're talking about dozens each time. That's a lot of monkeys on the loose. Where are these poor monkeys going to go?
I don't know.
They're going to wind up in North Carolina?
Yeah.
They'll wind up in Georgia? I mean, we don't want them to go that far. The place, Alpha Genesis, by the way, was fined $12,600 in 2018 after, again, dozens of monkeys left. And left a few without water and other problems with how the houses, how the monkeys were housed. I mean, 19 got out in 2016, 26 got out in 2014. Can we do something here? I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't need to drive into a monkey on the side of the street. I don't need that. And neither do you. You'd think if you had a problem once, twice, three times, you'd get it fixed, huh?
Yeah.
You'd have like a backup plan. Mm-hmm. What are they, the NFL? Stupid is as stupid does. All right, that wraps it up. Greg Hoffman coming up next. I'm sure he won't appreciate that. But the NFL is pretty damn dumb. Sorry. They just are. They make a lot of money, which in a lot of people's eyes makes them automatically super smart. But I and a lot of other people. Thanks to J.P. Finley for joining us for a good 20 minutes or so. Thanks to John Walton. Thanks to J.T. the Vic. Thanks to you for being with us all week. Great week. We had some big-time guests. Check it all out on the podcast, on the Odyssey app. See you Monday at 1 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Adios.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.